Governor Doug Ducey has long been seen as having ambitions beyond the governor's office, perhaps even for the United States presidency. And to get there, he would need powerful and wealthy allies. In his latest piece, Craig Harris, a reporter with USA Today who formerly worked at the Arizona Republic, investigated why Ducey and a handful of his top staffers supported a multi-year effort by a powerful Texas businessman and Republican donor to extract millions of dollars in tax refunds from Arizona's Department of Revenue, despite alleged conflicts of interest. Harris wrote, quote, "The pursuit of the refunds reveals what Ducey was willing to do to benefit people who could pave his road to national office," end quote. And Craig is with us for a few minutes to walk us through his article. Craig, good morning. Are you there?
Morning.
With us,
how are
good
you?
Morning. Doing well.
Yeah, I am. Hello.
This is a very complicated story. We only have a few minutes. We're going to do our best here. So give us the really sort of Cliff's Notes version of what you found when you started investigating Governor Ducey's office and its ties to this Texas millionaire.
Well, it's a very, as you said, it is a very complicated story and has a lot of legs to it. A really easy way, well, it's going to take a while, but it's openforbusiness.azcentral.com. We'll allow you to read the stories, but here's the Cliff Notes version. There's a very wealthy Texas millionaire named Brent Ryan. He runs a company called Ryan LLC, and they are very famous for getting tax refunds, not just in Arizona, but all across the country. Through state's Department of Revenues, which is nothing wrong with that. That's completely legal. The difference with what Mr. Ryan did is that he used his connections to Governor Ducey to put pressure on the State Department of Revenue to provide tax refunds to his mining clients. And he started with one small company called Carter Oil up in Flagstaff that was only asking for a $12,000 refund on the sales taxes that it paid for what's called dyed diesel fuel, a special kind of fuel used for mining companies. The problem is if you gave the tax break to Carter Oil, you would open up worth $100 million of tax breaks to mining companies throughout the state. So what Ryan did is it not only lobbied directly with employees within the Ducey administration, including Gretchen Conger, who's his deputy chief of staff, but he also hired three of the top lieutenants in Ducey's office. He hired Mike Liberti, who became a federal judge. He hired Kirk Adams, who was his chief of staff and is now a big-time lobbyist. And he hired Danny Seiden, who is now the CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. And those three put on a very full court press pressure campaign at the Department of Revenue to try to get the department to settle for $100 million and to pay that amount of money to all of Ryan's clients. And Gretchen Conger, who worked on this for about a year and is Ducey's deputy chief of staff, her dad is a top official at Freeport-McMoRan, which is a huge mining company, and they stood to win about $10 million. So there was a lot of insiders working on this. And what is interesting and what some folks pointed out is that the Ducey administration was more than willing to quietly give away $100 million to this company called Ryan, whose owner, by the way, is a very big donor, Doug Ducey, and could help Governor Ducey should Governor Ducey run for president in 2 years with major donors and to help him through the state of Texas, which is a big, huge area for the Electoral College to help the governor.
Right. Craig.
So that is in a nutshell of a very complicated story.
So let's jump ahead. Now, the deal didn't ultimately happen, and that's because a few officials of the Department of Revenue stood in the way. Give us an idea of why they opposed the deal and why they thought this lobbying from folks connected to Governor Ducey was inappropriate.
Well, the two folks at the Department of Revenue, one was named Grant Newell, he was the deputy director, and another one was named Carlton Woodruff, and they just thought, this is bad public policy. You know, they were actually Ducey appointees. They're friends of the governor. And they were just like, this is bad public policy. It's bad for the state. It is not a good deal. So they steadfastly opposed this, and so did Attorney General Mark Brnovich. His office opposed it also. But Brnovich's office did not know about all the insider dealings going on with the Ducey administration. And so when the Attorney General's office was tipped off about the insider information or the insider push going on by a whistleblower, they began a criminal investigation about a year ago. And that is ongoing as of right now. And the Attorney General's office would not say and wouldn't confirm or deny whether a grand jury had been impaneled. So, but it is clear that criminal investigators did talk to those two as well as another at the Department of Revenue. Now, what happened to those two guys who opposed this? They got fired. They got fired about a year ago Christmas or last Christmas. And so that's what happened to them when they tried to stand in the way.
So, Craig, we have to wrap this up pretty quickly, but let me jump to the fact that when you were an investigative reporter here, you butted heads occasionally with the governor's administration. How did the Ninth Floor react to your investigation and some of the questions you were asking?
They did not make the governor available to comment. We repeatedly asked for a sit-down interview and talk with him. He wouldn't talk. They would only respond in emails. We actually had to threaten to sue the governor's office to get a lot of the emails that we got. Mm-hmm. We had to fight with the Department of Revenue to get a lot of the emails that we got. And so it was not easy. And when we put this all together, it took 6 months or more. We looked through 3,500 pages of documents to put this all together. So it's pretty complex. I'm happy to come back on tomorrow or the next day to talk about it. But and read it on openforbusiness.gov if you want to read through it. It's pretty tangled web.
We will stop there. Craig Harris, longtime investigative reporter for the Arizona Republic, now with USA Today. Craig, thanks.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.